WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this. The result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Continue to make the best of an awkward situation. This is the Raw Post Show presented always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin. That's Lindsay Ward.
We're here. We're live. It's Monday night. We did have a Raw. That was a thing. And I'm not saying that to be rude. I'm really happy that we had a Raw tonight. I'm really happy that wrestling is still going. So I just want to shout out to WWE, to AEW, to any other wrestling promotions that are still going, that are still producing content, that are still putting it out there. Thank you very much for doing that for all of us ungrateful assholes that watch your product, because we really don't deserve it, but thank you very much for doing it for us anyway, because we do appreciate it. At least some of us do. Not everybody, but some of us do very much appreciate the fact that there is something to watch on a Monday night from 8 to 11, because there is nothing else except HGTV. Nothing. So
stuff happened tonight, and we had to make
did
that,
happen.
We had to make it clear, like, we enjoy it. So the Field of Time, they showed us the Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins, John Cena match from the Royal Rumble 2015. We interviewed Seth Rollins right before that match, which is, you can check it out on rockradioshow.com, shameless plug on that one. We also saw Charlotte take on Asuka from a previous WrestleMania as well.
I believe that was Charlotte's debut. WrestleMania?
No, that was Charlotte ending Asuka's streak.
Right. I think that was her first year on the roster,
Second. Because the first year
second?
Was... First year, it was the Bayley. It was... First year was Becky, Charlotte, Sasha. Then it was Bayley, Charlotte, Nia, and Sasha, I think. Or something like that. And I think this was the third one. This was third.
Okay.
This was
where she had the big, beefy Roman guys.
This was the third. This was the third one. 34, I think. 34. Yeah, that was 34. So there was that. We had Andrade and Angel Garza defeat Ricochet and Cedric Alexander.
What did they do to Angel Garza's hair?
They made him look like Andrade.
I need to speak to a manager about that. His hair was fine. It was completely fine. Why did you do that to his head?
They were in the ring. They had it was a long match. It went about 20 minutes. With the two men, but they were tagging because they are now the number one contenders, apparently, for the Raw Tag Team titles.
I'm not sure how that's a thing, but okay.
What made the match interesting. You had the Street Profits on commentary. The Street Profits would then follow up by defeating Shane Thorne and Brendan Vink.
Okay.
So they just you got two teams now. Okay, it was basic booking. Okay, this team got a win in a grueling competitive match. So now they're number one contenders. Street Profits, the champions, had a quick win, showcasing them on the road to WrestleMania. That's basic booking 101. You get people out there and to do their thing. Aleister Black beat someone named Leon Ruff in a minute. He just kicked his head off. That's all it is. And we learned he's facing Lashley at WrestleMania.
They had to do like a quick setup to get them out there to show them off. And plus, I know at least Aleister is local. I think Angel is probably still local. I don't know about Andrade.
They're all there. Because it's WrestleMania week.
Right, but in terms of living there, I'm not sure if Andrade lives there or not.
Wherever Charlotte lives, he lives.
Yeah, wherever Charlotte lives is where Andrade lives, and I think they may live in her hometown. Like, I'm not sure if she stayed down in Florida or not, but...
What was the four-way for the U.S. title? I don't remember them announcing the four-way for the U.S. title.
There's a four-way for the U.S. title?
The man's brings up, why did they cancel the four-way for the U.S. title? I didn't remember one being announced, so if you can fill me in on what that was. I don't remember it being thrown out there as a thing on the card, so go back to that. Well, we learned tonight that AJ likes to watch Twitter and Instagram.
Was that entirely necessary? Did we really need to throw that up out there on Raw? I mean, I get it. And the second I saw it, I was like, oh no, I know where this is going. I know exactly where this is going. If you don't know what I'm talking about, The Undertaker and his wife visited a beautiful tiger sanctuary. They took pictures with tigers and they swam with tigers. And then The Undertaker gave a PSA about saving tigers on his Instagram. It was quite lovely. It was very moving. I believe it's still up if you'd like to go donate. Anyway, AJ decided, in his infinite wisdom, to throw it up out there for everybody to hear and see. And it's just, yeah, it was a thing. It happened. And, well, he made a rather unique challenge as a result of it.
It will be a Boneyard match at WrestleMania.
Not sure what that is.
I think it's either some sort of Buried Alive match. Maybe it's going to be on some sort of sound stage an actual Boneyard type setup, because they're filming stuff outside of it.
I feel like anything, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more on Thursday, but I feel like anything that's going to have any kind of remote supernatural element to it, i.e. The Fiend, i.e. The Undertaker, they're not going to do in the PC. They're going to take them somewhere to do that, because they have the opportunity to do some really cool stuff with them. So why not do it?
I think maybe they postponed it due to travel. I don't know.
Who was in it?
It was supposed to be Andrade, Angel, Humberto, and Rey, is a rumor. But it was never announced. So it's like, if something's never announced, it's all rumor.
They could be holding that for when they can get that in front of a live audience. I would suspect that anything like that that's not announced is being held. And what they are announcing is basically who they have in town this week. Because they're filming Mania Wednesday and Thursday. So it's whoever's there right now for WrestleMania. That's who they have. That's the matches that are getting announced.
So we had a Heyman promo. He hyped up the match with Drew McIntyre. He said Lesnar will be the one when WrestleMania is over. McIntyre won't be champion because Brock Lesnar will be champion then, now, and forever. I like the promo. It was a normal, standard Paul Heyman promo, and Heyman promos are good. So what they did, and they did this tonight, and they people were giving WWE a lot of crap for how they were filming stuff, and rightfully so. But they were doing making the best of it. And then they were praising AEW because AEW did things differently. AEW 1 had the benefit of time, because they saw what WWE did and adjusted. So WWE adjusted, and they shot the show differently tonight. The hard camera is facing the entrance ramp, so you see the Raw stage instead of what would be the crowd. So that was a good change. So it was like the promo was different. He was direct right into the camera.
They didn't have the chairs there. They took the chairs down.
So it's like, it was completely different. So the Heyman promo was good. The AJ promo was good. We had a promo where Shayna was in the ring. She was talking about her title match against Becky Lynch at WrestleMania, which then got interrupted by Becky, who attacked Shayna Baszler in the darkness.
In the darkness, yes. I will say this. the audience not being there adds, it is missed. Like, it's definitely a missed presence in terms of reaction and everything else. But in the heavier, more serious moments, the silence adds something to it.
This show, all in all, felt better in terms of production. They finally got to where they need to be in terms of production for the show, which is good because they got their mania set up together, and that's what counts.
Yeah, they've adjusted. They're getting ready to go. They're putting stuff in the can at full speed right now, I think, to get as much content as they can. They're filming all this week. I think they've been filming since Friday in terms of
SmackDown
programming, mm-hmm, to get SmackDown, NXT, Raw, WrestleMania, as much as they can while they still can before everything still gets locked down and they're not allowed to travel anymore. And then I guess they're going to splice in old matches in between. I don't know.
We'll find out. Kevin Owens was in the ring. He called out Seth Rollins, who was there. They talked about the PC, how Owens trained there, but Rollins didn't, because that didn't exist when he was coming up through the WWE system. He talked about training in a warehouse. They went back and forth, and here's the quote. At WrestleMania is never my worst day, because under pressure, I become a god. You really don't stand a chance, said Seth Rollins. But Owens kind of fought back. It's like, yeah, well, you fail a lot at WrestleMania, except for the one time he cashed in.
Except for that one time, yeah. Seth but even, well,
he, well, even then, he lost that earlier in the night.
But he did beat Hunter.
He beat Hunter. But his record's not the greatest at WrestleMania.
No. Here's the thing about Seth. I both like and hate what he's doing. I like the sleaziness factor. Like, he just does it so well. He just does sleazy so goddamn well.
He does.
Like, it's kind of disgusting how good he is at it. I like the look that he's got going on. It's a little weird. It's that different kind of villain. Instead of being that, he's like still being that cowardly villain, mm-hmm, but it's kind of that smooth talking. It's almost like he's trying to do a cleanup version of Bray Wyatt that's equally as slutty but nicer dressed. If that makes sense to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of what it feels like he's going for. That he is, but he isn't going for that same kind of vibe. But I like it, but I also don't like it at the same time, because I want to throw something at him, which is the whole point, right? Like, I'm not supposed to like him, but I'm kind of into what he's doing right now.
Which is good. He's delivering a character you can sink into right now, which is good.
It's different. It's something that's outside of what he's done, because I think this is the first time that we've really seen Seth take on that leadership role.
Mm-hmm.
Without being backed by anybody else. Like, before, well, he was backed by the Shield.
Well, he has backup.
Well, let me finish. He was backed up by, like, the Shield. He was backed up by, like, the Authority. Here, he's formed his own group, and he's leading his own group. You know?
Yeah, he's, I guess.
In a way.
Then you had Randy Orton, and he cut a promo talking about his come up and how he wasn't handed anything, how he won the Intercontinental Championship. And at the end of the day, basically, he accepted the match, the last man standing match at WrestleMania.
That place is going to get destroyed.
Yeah, if there's one match that's going to have a lot of stuff going on, it's going to be that one. And the fact they're filming it, which means they can do things and sort of recover and then go back to doing things. Yep. Overall, this was a Raw, like, you set up matches, you move things along, you stretch for time, and you filled 3 hours. It was a 2-hour show wrapped in a 3-hour case.
I mean, honestly, I don't mind them going back and replaying the old matches and the old WrestleMania moments, because it's like, okay, all right, I feel like you have to give WWE and you have to give AEW a break right now, because they're doing their best to fill their content, and they can only bring so many people in, they can only do so much for their shows. The fact that there's an effort being made, it's like, okay, all right, I don't mind that you're giving me Charlotte versus Asuka, because that was a really good match. I don't mind that you're giving me the 4-way for the Universal Championship, because again, that was a really good match.
Yeah.
I was a little offended that you gave me Bray Wyatt versus John Cena and not the entrance to that.
Well, they showed the entrance on ESPN.
Right, but they didn't show it on SmackDown, and the entrance is the best part of that match. I was a little offended by that, but it's whatever. They were short for time. It's fine. Not really, but it's fine. But my point is that they're, like you said, it's a 2-hour show wrapped in a 3-hour case, where it's like, okay, they're going to do 2 hours of content, whether it's interview segments, matches, whatever, they're going to do that. And then we're getting past content for free, I might add, on live television.
By the way, if you would like to check out the WWE Network, it's free for everyone right now, including a lot of content that just normally you just don't get. Just sign up right now. No, just yeah, it's not even a trial. It's just go watch it, apparently.
They're just giving it away for free right now?
Apparently. Makes,
awesome.
Makes my $9.99 this month worth it. Anyway, it's fine. It's fine. Totally fine.
It's all fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine. So yeah, that was Raw again. We're headed to WrestleMania. And guess what? We're headed to WrestleMania. That's what matters.
I have one lasting question coming out of this show. And that is, how hard does AJ really want to die? I mean, like, you keep poking that bear.
And showing off its tiger.
And showing off his tiger and talking shit about his wife. Yeah, you might think he's an old man. That fucker can still go, I promise you.
We'll find out. WrestleMania, too big for one night. I'll do it for a Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, WWE Beyond Extreme, now available. Check out The Rack live Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to talk a little bit about how they could film some stuff in WrestleMania. And we'll see what NXT is. We'll have all the news you can handle on The Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on all social media. Follow Lindsay on Twitch, twitch.tv/LindsayWard. I will be back Saturday night, midnight, for another edition of CB Radio. CBRadio.com. We're in the great debate.com. Wrestle Talk Radio kicks off WrestleMania week. This Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, as they will preview WrestleMania.
Wrestling Christmas!
We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. We will have announcements coming soon in regards to the WrestleMania schedule in terms of coverage of announcements probably Thursday. So you want to tune in for that. It's at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Use creator code Rocket Sock in the 499. This is the first time all night. If you have Amazon Prime, look at your Twitch account, it's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free by clicking the purple rectangular button above the screen. Just do the thing if you so choose to do so.
You can follow me on most of the social medias and on Twitch at LinsWard, LANSWRD.
Make sure all notifications are on so you know when we go live with content like Theme Park or SimCity 2000.
By the way, everybody that watched the SimCity 2000 stream, thank you so much. If you just want to tell me when it starts sucking, I would really appreciate it. I'll switch, I promise. I'm sorry it started to suck. I didn't realize. Well, I did, after everybody stopped talking to me. But, just in the future, let me know. If you're bored, we can fix it.
She's hard on herself. Anyway, this has been the Raw Post Show. Live right here on Raw Talk Radio. We'll see you Saturday night, or Thursday night, for another edition of Rack. Right back here on the Raw Post Show. Long the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio, right here at wildtalkradio.com. Never was stop till I get to the top, ain't never gonna stop, to the top, ain't never gonna stop. WildTalkRadio.com.